This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. We have a warning that this next story includes descriptions of violence that may be difficult for some listeners. Family and friends of the 16-year-old victim of a brutal killing packed the Lawrence District Courthouse this morning for the arraignment of a 15-year-old suspect who was a high school classmate. Matthew Borges is charged with murdering Lee Manuel Valoria Paulino, whose decapitated body was discovered last week near the Merrimack River in Lawrence. As WBUR Shannon Dooling reports, many questions remain unanswered.
The 15-year-old's dark, shaggy hair nearly covered his eyes as his attorney issued a not guilty plea. Some Lawrence High School students, classmates of both Valoria Paulino and Borges, stood up when Borges entered the room, trying to get a better look. 15-year-old Miguel Jackson was there with his father. Jackson says the heinous nature of the murder has him on edge and that he does not feel safe right now in Lawrence.
I'm very paranoid because, like, now, like, I can't even walk the streets without looking back. I'm very scared.
According to a police report, investigators spoke to someone who said Borges told him he had, quote, done something bad and, quote, stabbed a kid and cut his head off, killing him. It's not clear from the report when Borges made the alleged confession. Valoria Paulino's family reported him missing on November 18th. 10 days later, the Lawrence Police Department requested assistance with the investigation from the Essex District Attorney's Office, according to a spokeswoman for the DA. The victim's mother, Katyuska Paulino, says more could have been done to find her son.
I do want to ask a question with all due respect to the mayor, to the chief of police, to every police officer, detective in our police department. If it was their kid, would they have waited 2 weeks to look for him?
Paulino told reporters her son loved hugs and spent most of his time with his family.
We knew he wouldn't run away. And from very early on, who they have in custody now, we knew that I had left with my son and that his story did not make sense.
Paulino says the family did not know Borges and did not consider him to be a close friend of the victim. The 16-year-old's decapitated body was discovered last Thursday afternoon by a woman walking her dog along the Merrimack River. Borges is being held without bail and will be tried as an adult. A probable cause hearing is scheduled for January 10th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.